License law is the largest single block of questions on the New York exam, roughly 15%. The good news? Most of it is straight memorization. Let's bank those points. To get a salesperson license in New York, you must be at least 18, complete the 77-hour state-approved pre-licensing course, pass the state exam, and be sponsored by a licensed real estate broker. Note that last one. A salesperson license cannot exist on its own. It is always held by a sponsoring broker. Licenses renew every 2 years, and you need 22.5 hours of continuing education each cycle. Remember that the broker holds the salesperson's license, and that enforcement sits with the New York Department of State, not a private board. Now the money rules, which get tested hard. A salesperson may only be paid by their sponsoring broker, never directly by a buyer, seller, or another agent. Brokers may only split commissions with other licensed brokers. Earnest money must go into escrow within 3 business days. Mixing client funds with your own is commingling. Actually spending them is conversion, and that is far more serious. One more easy point. New York prohibits blind ads. Every advertisement must include the brokerage name. You cannot run an ad that makes it look like a private sale by owner. Here's one. A salesperson closes a deal. Who may legally pay their commission? A. The buyer directly. B. The seller directly. C. Their sponsoring broker only. Or D. Any licensed broker involved. The answer is C. Their sponsoring broker only. Compensation always flows through the sponsoring broker. Option D is the trap. Even another licensed broker cannot pay a salesperson directly. That money has to route through their own broker. License law rewards repetition. Drill it until it's automatic at NewYorkRealEstatePrep.com.